You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My friends, maybe you're going through a season right now that is so heavy, so difficult, that you don't know how you're gonna make it through. You might feel lost, confused, and alone, but I want to tell you something important today. God sees you. God knows exactly where you are, and He's gonna show you the way out of this hard season. I know what it's like to feel stuck in a tough situation. It can feel like you're trapped, with no escape in sight. The days might seem long, and the nights even longer. You might be asking yourself, why is this happening to me? Why am I facing this struggle? But my friend, I want to remind you that even in the middle of the darkest night, there is a light that will guide you out. God is that light. He knows the path you need to take, and even though you might not see it right now, He is already working on your behalf. He is preparing the way for you, making sure that when the time is right, you will walk out of this season stronger and more blessed than before. But here's the thing. You have to trust Him. You have to believe that even when you can't see the way, God is still guiding your steps. You see, sometimes the hardest thing to do is to let go and let God take control. We want to fix everything ourselves. We want to find our own way out. But the truth is, we need God's guidance. We need His wisdom to navigate through the storms of life. Now, I understand that trusting God isn't always easy, especially when you're in the middle of pain or confusion. But I want you to know that God is faithful. He has never left your side, and He never will. Even when you can't feel Him, even when you don't hear His voice, He is still there, working in ways you can't see. In this hard season, I encourage you to turn your heart towards God. Talk to Him. Pour out your worries, your fears, and your doubts. He is listening, and He cares about every detail of your life. When you feel overwhelmed, remember that God is bigger than any problem you face. He is stronger than any battle you're fighting. And here's something else you need to know. God's timing is perfect. I know it can be frustrating when you're waiting for a breakthrough, and it feels like it's never gonna come. But God's timing is always right. He knows when to open the doors for you, and when to close the ones that aren't meant for you. Trust that He is leading you in the right direction, even if the journey is taking longer than you expected. I want you to hold on to hope. Don't let go of the belief that things will get better, because they will. This hard season will not last forever. It might feel like it's dragging on, but there will be an end to it. There will be a moment when you look back and see how far you've come. You'll see how God brought you through, how He provided for you, how He never let you fall. Right now, you might be standing at the edge, looking at a mountain that seems impossible to climb. But remember, God moves mountains. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. He is the God of the impossible, and He will make a way out of this season for you. So, my dear friends, keep your eyes on God. Don't let the difficulties of this season pull you away from Him. Stay close to Him. Lean on Him. He is your strength, your guide, and your hope. And as you continue to trust in him, you will see the way out of this hard season. God is faithful, and he will not fail you. Keep believing, keep hoping, and know that God will show you the way. Beloved, I want to remind you that finding the way out of your hard season isn't just about waiting for the storm to pass. It's also about finding strength in God while you're in the middle of that storm. You see, it's easy to feel weak, tired, and overwhelmed when life isn't going the way you planned. But there is a strength available to you that is greater than anything this world can offer. That strength comes from God. When you feel like you can't take another step, that's when God's strength becomes your lifeline. You might feel like your energy is running out, like you have nothing left to give. But remember, God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. When you reach the end of your own abilities, that's when God steps in and carries you the rest of the way. I want to encourage you today to lean into God's strength. Don't rely on your own power to get through this hard season, because it's not enough. But God's power is more than enough. He is the one who holds the universe in his hands, and he can hold you too. He can give you the strength to keep moving forward, even when everything inside of you wants to give up. Now, I know that life can be so exhausting sometimes. The constant battles, the endless challenges, they can wear you down. But here's the truth. God never intended for you to fight these battles alone. He never wanted you to carry these burdens by yourself. That's why he offers his strength to you. He invites you to cast your cares on him, to let him take the weight off your shoulders. In this season, I urge you to take God up on that offer. When you wake up in the morning and the day ahead feels daunting, ask God for his strength. When you're in the middle of a tough situation and you don't know how you're going to get through it, ask God for his strength. When you feel like you've reached your breaking point, ask God for his strength. And here's the beautiful thing. He will give it to you. He will fill you with a strength that you didn't even know you had. A strength that will carry you through the darkest days. But it's not just about asking for strength. It's also about believing that God will provide it. Sometimes when we're in the middle of a hard season, we can get so focused on our problems that we forget about God's power. We start to doubt that he can really help us. We start to question whether he's really with us. But let me tell you, my friend, God is with you. He is right there in the middle of your struggle, ready to pour out his strength into your life. I want to share something that has helped me in my own hard seasons. When I feel like I'm at my weakest, I stop and remind myself of who God is. I remind myself that he is the creator of heaven and earth, nothing too difficult for him. I remind myself that he loves me, that he is for me, and that he is my ever-present help in times of trouble. And as I focus on who God is, my perspective begins to shift. I start to see my problems in the light of God's power, and suddenly, they don't seem so overwhelming anymore. So, I encourage you to do the same. When you're feeling weak, remind yourself of who God is. Speak his truth over your life. Declare that he is your strength, your refuge, and your fortress. Declare that with God on your side, you can face anything. And as you do this, you will find that God's strength will rise up within you. It will give you the courage to keep going, the endurance to keep fighting, and the faith to keep believing that your breakthrough is coming. Remember, my dear friends, that this hard season is not the end of your story. It's just a chapter in the book that God is writing for your life. And in this chapter, God is teaching you how to rely on him in ways you never have before. He is teaching you how to find your strength in him, so that when you come out of season, you'll be stronger, wiser, and more confident in who God is and what he can do. I know it's not easy, I know that the road ahead may seem long and difficult. But don't give up. Don't lose heart. God is with you every step of the way, and He is giving you the strength you need to make it through. Keep pressing on. Keep holding on to God's promises, and keep believing that He will show you the way out of this hard season. My dear friends, I want to focus on something deeply important: embracing hope and faith, even when the path is tough. It's so crucial to hold on to hope when you're in the midst of a hard season. Hope is the anchor that keeps you steady, the light that guides you through the darkness. And faith is the trust that God will bring you through, no matter how difficult the journey may be. In times of trouble, it's easy to become discouraged. You might feel like the weight of your problems is too much to bear. But I want to remind you that hope and faith are powerful allies that can help you navigate through even the hardest seasons. They are the reminders that there is something better ahead, that God is working on your behalf, and that your current struggles are not the end of the story. Let me share with you two uplifting verses that have brought comfort and strength to many hearts in difficult times. Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." This verse is a powerful reminder that God has a plan for your life. Even if you can't see it right now, even if everything seems uncertain, God's plans for you are good. He is not planning to harm you. He is planning to give you hope and a bright future. When you feel lost or confused, hold on to this promise. Trust that God is working behind the scenes, crafting a future that is full of promise and blessing. Romans 15:13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." This verse speaks to the power of hope and how it fills us with joy and peace. When you trust in God, He fills you with a hope that overflows. It's not just a small flicker of hope, but an abundant, overflowing hope that lifts you up and carries you through your hard season. The Holy Spirit empowers you to hold on to that hope, no matter how dark the days may seem. So how do you embrace hope and faith when everything around you feels uncertain? Start by grounding yourself in these truths. Remind yourself daily that God has a plan for your life, a plan filled with hope and a future. Speak these verses over yourself and let them sink deep into your heart. Let them be a beacon of light that guides you through the darkest moments. When you wake up in the morning and feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, take a moment to pause and pray. Ask God to fill you with His joy and peace. Ask Him to help you trust in His plans, even when you can't see them clearly. And as you do this, you will find that your hope begins to grow. It will become a powerful force that helps you face each day with courage and resilience. Remember that hope is not just about wishing for a better future. It's about believing in God's promises and trusting that He will make a way for you. It's about knowing that, even in your hardest moments, God is with you, working for your good. Your faith in Him will sustain you, and His hope will keep you moving forward. Now, I want to focus on finding comfort in God's presence. When you're in the middle of a hard season, it's easy to feel isolated and alone. The challenges you face might make you feel like no one truly understands your pain. But I want to assure you today that God is always with you, and His presence can be a source of incredible comfort and strength. In moments of difficulty, the presence of God is not just a comforting thought. It is a tangible, real source of peace and assurance. When everything around you seems chaotic and uncertain, God's presence is a steady anchor that keeps you grounded. He is right there with you, walking through every trial, sharing in your burdens and offering His peace. Let's reflect on how God's presence can bring comfort in your hard season. One of the greatest gifts God gives us in times of trouble is His peace. It's a peace that's a peace that surpasses all understanding. A peace that doesn't come from the absence of problems, but from the assurance that God is with you through them. When you feel overwhelmed by your situation, turn to God and seek His presence. Invite Him into your struggles and allow His peace to fill your heart. This peace will guard your mind and your emotions, helping you remain calm even in the midst of a storm. When you feel alone, remember that God is always present. His presence is not limited by space or time. He is with you wherever you go, in every moment of your day. In the darkest hours, when you feel like no one understands what you're going through, God does. He sees every tear you shed, hears every silent prayer, and knows every fear. His presence is a constant reminder that you are never alone. He is with you, and He will never leave you, nor forsake you. In the hardest seasons, God's presence can be a balm for your soul. It's like a warm embrace that soothes your aching heart. When you're struggling, spend time in prayer and worship, and let yourself be enveloped by God's love. Read His word, and let His promises speak to you. Let the comforting words of Scripture remind you of His care and His commitment to walk with you through every trial. It's often in the quiet, everyday moments that we can find God's presence most profoundly. Take time to pause and acknowledge God in your daily life. It could be through a moment of reflection, a breath of fresh air, or a quiet moment of gratitude. In these small moments, you can sense God's presence and feel His comforting touch. Let these experiences remind you that God is with you in both the big and small aspects of your life. Let's turn to a couple of verses that speak powerfully about God's comforting presence. Psalm 46, 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. This verse assures us that God is our refuge, a safe place where we can find shelter and rest. He is our strength, giving us the power to face whatever comes our way. And importantly, He is an ever-present help. He is with us in every moment of trouble, offering His support and comfort. Matthew 28, 20, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Jesus Himself promises that He will be with us always. This means that no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, Jesus is right there with you. His presence is a constant, unchanging comfort that remains with you through every trial and every challenge. In your hard season, take comfort in knowing that God's presence is a constant reality. He is with you, ready to provide peace, assurance, and comfort. When you feel alone, reach out to Him and let His presence fill your heart. Let it be the source of your strength and the balm for your soul. Now, let's talk about navigating the waiting period with patience and hope. When you're in the midst of a hard season, waiting for a breakthrough or resolution can be one of the most challenging parts. The uncertainty, the delays, and the ongoing struggle can test your patience and your faith. But I want to encourage you to embrace this waiting period with hope and perseverance, knowing that God is working even when it feels like nothing is happening. Waiting is never easy. It often feels like you're stuck in limbo, with no clear end in sight. You might wonder if anything is changing or if your prayers are being heard. But I want to remind you that waiting is not a sign of abandonment or failure. It's a crucial part of the journey. one that can lead to growth, preparation, and eventual breakthrough. During this waiting period, it's important to embrace the process. Understand that while waiting may feel frustrating, it's a time when God is doing significant work in your life. He's preparing you for what's to come, building your character, and strengthening your faith. This period of waiting is an opportunity for you to grow and mature, to learn patience, and to develop a deeper relationship with God. Embrace it as a part of your journey, knowing that it's not wasted time, but a season of preparation. While you're waiting, focus on what you can control. You may not be able to change your circumstances immediately, but you can control your attitude and actions. Stay positive, take care of yourself, and continue to trust in God's plan. Use this time to work on personal growth, whether that's through learning new skills, deepening your faith, or investing in relationships. By focusing on what you can control, you empower yourself to make the most of this waiting period. In this waiting season, staying connected to God is essential. Make time for prayer, reflection, and reading scripture. These practices help you to stay grounded and focused on God's promises. They also provide you with the strength and encouragement you need to navigate this period with hope. Even when you feel distant or uncertain, reaching out to God through these practices can help you feel His presence and support. Hope is a powerful force that keeps you moving forward, even when the road is long. Hold on to hope by reminding yourself of God's faithfulness and the promises He has made. Trust that He is working behind the scenes, even if you can't see it right now. Hope fuels your perseverance and helps you to keep believing that a breakthrough is coming. It gives you the strength to endure and the confidence that God's timing is perfect. Remember, the waiting period is not a punishment, but a time of preparation and growth. It's a season where God is working in you and through you. Embrace it with patience and hope, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. He will bring you through this season, and the breakthrough you are waiting for is on its way. Now let's pray together. Heavenly Father, You are our refuge and our source of hope, and we trust in Your goodness and faithfulness, even when the road is difficult. Father, we lift up our struggles and challenges to You, asking for Your help in navigating this hard season. You know the weight of our problems, the depth of our concerns, and the longing for resolution. We ask for Your divine guidance and wisdom to see us through this time of difficulty. Help us to find the path You have set before us and to walk with faith and courage. We pray for restoration in every area of our lives. Lord, where there is brokenness, bring healing and renewal. Repair relationships that are strained. Mend hearts that are hurting and restore hope where it has been lost. We ask You to breathe new life into our circumstances, to bring restoration to what has been lost or damaged. In particular, we lift up our financial concerns to You. Father, You know the burdens we carry regarding our finances. We ask for Your provision and blessings to meet our needs. Help us to be wise in managing the resources we have and to trust in Your promise of provision. Open doors of opportunity and provide for us in ways that only You can. We also seek Your healing touch for those who are struggling with physical, emotional, or mental health issues. Lord, You are the great physician, and we trust in Your power to heal. Bring comfort to those who are suffering. Restore their health and give them the strength they need to endure. Surround them with Your peace and reassurance, and guide their recovery with Your loving hand. In all of these things, we ask for patience and perseverance. Help us to remain steadfast in our faith and to hold on to hope, even when the journey seems long and the answers are delayed. Teach us to trust in your perfect timing and to find joy and peace in the midst of the waiting. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.